your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's have a little bit of Fan Friday action on the international break. Let's say good morning to Jay and Mickey. Hello, lads.
Morning, chaps.
Morning, boys.
Right, got them both on board. Let's start off with this one. This weekend marks the second anniversary of Jurgen Klopp's arrival on Merseyside. So let's assess how well he's done in 2 years, Jay.
You know what? He started off really well, didn't he? I mean, you know, it wasn't his squad. It was Brendan Rodgers' squad, really, and he got us to two cup finals. And you know what? In a cup final, as we know, you need a bit of luck, don't you? And we lost the first one against Manchester City in a penalty shootout. And you know, over the years, Liverpool have had a lot of luck in cup finals. We can't dispute that because we've won quite a few trophies on penalty shootouts and what have you. So, you know, you take that one on the chin, don't you? And obviously Manchester City, very good side with some very good players. The one in Seville, in Baal, was very disappointing because we were 1-0 up at half-time. Second half, we got caught cold at the very start of the second half. And then, you know, we just capitulated, really. And it was a shambles of a performance second half. And, you know, we lost 3-1. Seville just dominated the second half. And it was pretty embarrassing, really, at times, I thought. Last season, you know, there was a bit of progression, wasn't there? Because, for obvious reasons, one of the main aims was getting into the top four, back into the Champions League, where we all believe that we belong. And he achieved that, didn't he? You know, the points tally wasn't fantastic. You know, we started the season very well, and then we sort of, like, struggled in the end to just finally get there, last game of the season. And then when you come on to this season now, we've had a little bit of an in-and-out start. But, you know, 2 years into his reign, you've got to analyse it and say he hasn't addressed the key issues that we had when Rodgers left his position. I mean, Liverpool were a defensive shambles, and currently now 2 years on after four transfer windows, we're still a defensive shambles, Steve.
We'll come back to that one in a moment or two. It's a year and 4 months since Ronald Koeman was appointed as Everton manager. How far has he taken them, Mickey?
Very, very similar to Klopp, I think. It was a case of when he very first came in, he was like a breath of fresh air. He was a no-nonsense manager. You know, he come in, you know, discipline wasn't great at the club, and he addressed that. And I think, you know, when he very first come into the club, I think, you know, we thought we could be moving on. You move forward now to this season, and it's like he's completely changed. You know, we're struggling for results. The recruitment during the summer, you know, wasn't great. If you look at it, he didn't address our main issue, was when you lose your main striker, you know, when you lose Romelu Lukaku, he's got to be replaced. Now, whether this is down to him, whether it's down to Steve Walsh, you know, we don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with the manager. His man management hasn't been great, you know, with the situations that we've had with the likes of Ross Barkley, Kevin Morales, obviously Omar Nias. Now, so, you know, his words were that he's going to have to find a different club to play football. Now, obviously, due to the failings in the transfer market, he's our number one striker. So, you know, this year is not looking good at all. It's like a completely different mindset. And he's finding it very, very tough at the moment. And he's under a lot of pressure.
He's made a lot of changes with the team. He's changed formation. Is he even questioning how his team should be playing a year and a half in?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we have no pattern. We have no shape. And there's not one fan that I speak to that can honestly say, we can see what he's trying to do. You know, we just, everything from week to week, it changes. The only thing that seems to stay the same is the two holding midfield players, as in Schneiderlin and Idrissa Gueye. And, you know, it's not working. It's, you know, seven games into the season now, it's not working. You know, the players, I think the confidence is shot. There's rumours, obviously, that he's, you know, there's certain players that, you know, that have he's lost the dressing room to a certain extent. And as I say, it's very, very tough at the moment for him, Steve. I personally think that he's, as I say, under a lot of pressure, and I think the next couple of games could be decisive to his Everton career.
Jay, going back to the point you were making, I mean, Brendan Rodgers played attacking football, so Jurgen plays attacking football, but actually, tactically, can he not get his system right?
I think we're a little bit better going forward than what when Rodgers was there, in the sense of, yeah, okay, that season when we nearly won the league, we had Suarez and we had Sturridge and obviously a young Raheem Sterling and a young Phil Coutinho as well. But what he left behind was, you know, the, like, no disrespect to him, but, you know, the likes of Ricky Lambert and Mario Balotelli and what have you. So he's improved the attacking side of Liverpool's game, in the sense of we've got Mane, we've got Salah. He's made Firmino a bit of a better player because the first 6 months, maybe, under Rodgers, especially the first few months, Firmino just looked lost, I thought, in a Liverpool shape. But you know, he was acclimatising to a new country, a new league, a new club. And he's grown a little bit under Klopp. He looks a lot better player. But yeah, I mean, I think he's struggling. It's obvious that the type of system that he likes to use. And in a lot of games, it works, and Liverpool do look very good. But I think his in-game decision-making is very poor. Doesn't really know how to change a game. His plan B, he just hasn't got a plan B, basically. And if it doesn't work to start with, then we get found out a little bit too much for my liking. And, you know, listen, no one's calling for Jurgen Klopp to go. That's just stupid, isn't it? But, you know, at the end of the day, he's certainly culpable now. He's been in the job 2 years. And to be perfectly honest, it's like we're running in quicksand.
It's the frustration of the inconsistency, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we all know what we're capable of on our day. It's like we've got Manchester United coming up, and I'm very confident going into that game that we can win the game if we turn up and create the chances that we have been creating. And then, obviously, it's all about taking your chances. But, you know, at the end of the day, this Liverpool team is just so infuriating. You know, teams don't have to have many opportunities, and they score goals against us. And, like I say, it's an age-old problem, isn't it, where, you know, we're just very poor defensively. And it's not just the personnel, it's systematically as well. And, you know, he's just never rectified it. And it's mad to think that as a player, he was a defender himself. But the defensive setup of Liverpool's team is absolutely shocking.
You'd think they'd know their own area of the pitch, wouldn't they? On the Everton front, a couple of players that you sort of scratch your head as to why they're not getting a look in. One is Ademola Lookman, and maybe the other is Kevin Morales as well. Would you use either of these two, Mickey?
Well, yeah, because, you know, he's obviously, you know, you're talking about plan B there. I think Koeman's gone to plan C, D, E, and F. And he hasn't used any of these players. Thing with Ademola Lookman is that he's young. I think he obviously has come in for a big transfer fee. But we've been diabolical, Steve. And, you know, with 20 minutes to go, you look at the Burnley game there. He's on the bench. He's a game changer. Yes, you know, there's times where he's going to lose the ball. He's a kid. But, you know, what have you got to lose? You know, Sandro come in has been, you know, he's been like a rabbit in the headlights, hasn't he? He's come in and he's lost, you know, fair play, because he's only a kid himself. He's only 21. It's the substitutions that Koeman is making, you know, and Ademola Lookman hasn't been involved at all. And when he has come on, he's been, you know, he's been a different option. He offers pace, he offers width, which is what we're desperately crying out for. But for one reason or another, he's not using them. Obviously, Kevin Morales as well, he brings experience. You know, he hasn't been great. I know they had a little bit of a fallout. Obviously, I think he wanted to go. It was, you know, it was quite public that we thought he was going to leave in the transfer window, but he hasn't. And he is going to bring something different because, obviously, at the moment, we're really, really struggling. You know, with our only option at the moment is the young kid, Calvert-Lewin or Omar Nias. Then at least, you know, Morales is going to bring a little bit of experience, and I think they've got to put the differences to one side, you know, and get them in the team because, as I say, things have got to change very, very quickly.
It's Brighton away next for Everton and for Liverpool, as you said, Jay. It's Manchester United at home, and of course there's a couple of Liverpool players playing with Brazil, including Coutinho, who featured last night in the game against Bolivia. It ended 0-0. But these boys are going to be playing next Wednesday night, Jay. I'm returning for a midday game on Saturday at Anfield against Manchester United.
It's obviously not ideal, but it's nothing new, is it? I mean, it happens quite regularly, doesn't it, when they go away on international duty. And, you know, like I say, being the early game, it's not great. But we had that against Man City, didn't we, last time as well. And, you know, it's just a situation that you've got to deal with. When you've got these type of players and you play for, you know, obviously South American teams, then, you know, it is what it is. You've just got to deal with it. And they are our better players, aren't they? So, you know, I'm sure they'll still start the game. It's just how long they can last in the game and if they're, you know, they're fresh enough. But, like I say, I'm fairly confident going into the game. You know, I look at this Manchester United team and they've not really played anyone yet. I mean, okay, fair enough. I'm not, you know, disrespecting Everton in that. But, you know, they're not playing. They've not played any of the top teams, have they? They've not played Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, you know, Liverpool. So this is the biggest test. And everyone's getting a little bit giddy about them, aren't they? Because they're top of the league and have been smashing teams 4-0 and what have you. But this is their biggest test now. And let's see what Mourinho does, because we all know what he's like. He'll come, probably park the bus. You have got players that can hurt you, of course they have. And, you know, obviously they're flying at the moment. They've got confidence because they've beat them teams. But I just think this is a massive test for them. And we'll see how good their credentials are, won't we, next week?
Right, lads, because it's international weekend, it's non-league day. on Saturday, non-league day. So who is your non-league team? Come on, Mickey. Let us know. Who do you support in the non-league environment?
I think I've got to go for my local team, haven't I? I mean, my local team up here, which have done really well, they've come up a few leagues, is AFC Fylde. They're just around the corner from me, so it's not too far away. And as I say, they've come up into a new division this year. And you know, they're struggling a little bit, but they're doing well. So, yeah.
One half of the Cod War, AFC Fylde.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff. Jay, what about you?
You know what, when I want to sound boring, I'm just not interested at all.
Oh, come on, then.
Football. I mean, you know what, Matt's a good lad, isn't he? So I'll say to Sam here, but, you know, I've got no interest in non-league football, I'm afraid, like international football.
Steve Hoddesall's Kick-Off. This is Radio City Talk.